بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله عز وجل يقول يوم القيامة: يا ابن آدم مرضت فلم تعودني، قال: يا رب كيف أعودك وأنت رب العالمين؟ قال: أما علمت أن عبدي فلانا مرض فلم تعوده؟ أما علمت أنك لو عدته لوجدتني عنده؟ يا ابن آدم استدعمتك فلم تطعمني، قال: يا رب كيف أطعمك وأنت رب العالمين؟ قال: أما علمت أنه استطعمك عبدي فلان فلم تطعمه؟ أما علمت أنك لو أطعمته لوجدت ذلك عندي؟ يا ابن آدم استسقيتك فلم تسقني، قال: يا رب كيف أسقيك وأنت رب العالمين؟ قال: استسقاك عبدي فلان فلم تسقه، أما علمت أنك لو سقيته لوجدت ذلك عندي؟ رواه مسلم. This hadith, we began the discussion previously. First part of the hadith we translated with a brief explanation. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Verily Allah ta'ala will summon a person and say to him on the day of judgment, 'O Ibn Adam, I was sick and you did not visit me.' This person will say, 'O my Rabb, how could I possibly have visited you, whereas you are Rabbul Alameen?" In other words, you are munazzah, you are pure and above any weakness or deficiency or shortcoming. Allah will say to him that, "Don't you know that a certain slave of mine was sick, you did not visit him? Don't you know that had you visited him, you would have found me with him?" This is in itself quite self-explanatory as to the extent to which our Shariat has elevated the extreme reward that one will earn by visiting a sick person. This is a right one Muslim enjoys over another. And in this hadith, one is, as we explain, the same concept we find various places in the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala equates himself by way of analogy to the believers. This is, ulama say, tashrifan lahum. This is out of sharafat and honor. This hadith clearly indicates qurb al-marid min Allah, how close a sick person becomes to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah is saying that had you visited him, you would have found me with him. In other words, a person when he becomes sick gets very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a special recipient of Allah's rahmat and mercy. And this type of test is Allah Ta'ala's washing machine. مَا يَزَالُ الْبَلَىٰ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ بِنَفْسِهِ وَأَهْلِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ حَتَّى يَلْقَ اللَّهِ وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيئًا. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, bala, test, fitna, afat, musibat, this will always be the lot of a believer, so far as himself, his children and his wealth. Himself and his children, obviously sickness. And what is the underlying wisdom behind this? حَتَّى يَلْقَ اللَّهُ وَمَا عَلَيْهِ خَطِيَةً. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, so that when this person meets Allah on the Day of Judgment, no sin remains on him. So, any sickness, any hardship, any afat, any trial, tribulation, this for a mu'min, for a believer, is a form of expiation of one's sins, cleansing of one's sins, gaining the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Continuing with the hadith, O Ibn Adam, I was hungry, I sought food from you, فَلَمْ تُطْعِمْنِي, you did not feed me. وَهُوَ يُطْعِمْ وَلَا يُطْعَمْ. Allah tells us in the Quran, Allah is the one that feeds and no one feeds Allah. Allah is above the need for satiation, hunger, thirst. This is makhluq. These are created sensations. Allah Himself is above all that. For هو غني عن كل شيء لا يحتاج للطعام ولا للشراب. Allah is غني, independent of everything. Allah is not in need of food and drink. Yet Allah will say to this person on the day of judgment, literal translation of the hadith, استطعمتُكَ فَلَمْ تُطْعِمْنِي. I sought food from you. I was hungry. You did not feed me. This person will say, Ya Rabb, O my Allah, how could I possibly feed you? أنت رب العالمين. You are the one that feeds everyone. You are Rabb. In other words, you made tarbiyah, created from non-existence, brought into existence, and then nurtured. Alameen, every alam. You are Rabb. You are Ghani. You are free from all this. So Allah will say to him that, don't you know that my slave, look at the extent of the compassion and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And as we mentioned previously, Abdi, this is a very general expression. Abdullah, the slave of Allah. Who does it mean? It can mean anyone. Sometimes this nisbat of Abd with Allah Ta'ala normally is equated with piety. That my slave, my banda, in other words, my pious slave. Quran tells us, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Allah took on Mi'raj his Abd, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But we find that this term Abd, its usage is not confined only to those who are obedient to Allah or close to Allah. In the Quran we also find, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Asrafu ala anfusihim means those who have asrafu, this ala creates a meaning of a person whose entire wujud, head to toe, is drowning in Allah's disobedience. Asrafu, made israf, transgressed every limit you can think of. Ala anfusihim. In other words, head to toe, his whole life is in Allah's disobedience, and yet Allah says, Ya ibadi, O my slave. So such a general term Allah uses. Any hungry person, any hungry person, Abdi, Abdullah, the slave, even if he is gunegar, Allah is going to say to someone on the day of judgment that that hungry person sought food from you. You knew of his need. He was in need. He was hungry. He sought food from you. You did not feed him. You did not see to his need. Now, from this we can understand the extent to which the Shariat emphasizes the importance of being a source of what we call manfaat, benefit. Someone is sick, be there for him. Someone is hungry and you have the ability, be there for him. Someone is thirsty, be there for that person. You know, to complete the hadith, استطعمتُكَ فَلَمْ تُطْعِمْنِي. I was hungry, I sought food from you, you did not feed me. قَالَ يَا رَبِّي. This person will say, Oh my Allah, how could I possibly feed you? أَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah will say to him, don't you know that my slave was hungry, you did not feed him? Don't you know that had you fed him, had you fed him, لَوَجَدْتَ ذَٰلِكَ عِنْدِي, you would have found that by me. In other words, the return for it, the recompense for it. I would have rewarded you for assisting that hungry person. To complete the hadith before we go into the details of the explanation, يَبْنَ آدَمْ, O son of man, O so and so, I was thirsty, I sought water from you. فَلَمْ تُسْقِينِ, you did not quench my thirst. You were oblivious. You did not identify with my need, my entreaty to you. This person will say, Ya Rabb, O my Rabb, how could I have given you water to drink when you are Rabbul Alameen? Allah will say, إِسْتَسْقَاكَ عَبَدِي فُلَانٌ. So and so, certain slave of mine sought water from you, was thirsty, was in need. You did not give him to drink. Don't you know that had you given him, had you satiated him, had you satisfied his need, لَوَجَدْتَ ذَٰلِكَ عِنْدِي, you would have found that by me. If there was no other exhortation on what we call infaq, spending on the poor, spending on the hungry, assisting those in need, this one hadith would have been sufficient. It's a different matter that ulama have counted or enumerated more than 82 places in the Quran. More than 82 places in the Quran, Allah exhorts us to do what we call infaq, spending. This month of Ramadan that is coming, as we mentioned previously, ulama says Shaaban is the month to prepare for Ramadan. One of the preparations of Ramadan is this, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which right on the cusp, just as Ramadan was about to start, that is why Salman Farsi says, khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi akhir yawmin min Shaaban. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave khutbah and addressed us on the last day of Shaaban. And then he first enumerated in front of us what a great month was coming. I'm not going to the hadith now, there's no time for that. But in that hadith, hiya shahrul muwasat. This month that is coming, understand the context in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying this. When Allah introduces the fast of Ramadan or even the concept of Ramadan in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala tells us what is the objective, what is the goal. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. We gave you this one month so that you become muttaqi, so that you get taqwa. And taqwa, what is this the key for? This is لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. All your worldly parishanis will be removed, your worldly worries and parishanis of akhirat will be removed. All this Allah has kept in taqwa. You will become the friend of Allah. Inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Who are the friend? Who is the friend of Allah? Who is the person that finds taqwa? Who is he? Who is the friend of Allah? What is the key to that? Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Allah says it is a person of iman and taqwa. Ramadan was given for taqwa. And when Allah speaks of taqwa in the Quran, Allah one place says, سارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض. Hasten, run, apply yourself, outdo one another to get Jannat, to get Allah's maghfirat. What is Jannat? The breadth of which is equal to the heavens and the earth, the gap distance between the heavens and the earth. أعدت للمتقين. Allah says this Jannat was made for people of taqwa. And then Allah describes what is taqwa. One quality of taqwa, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. It is those that will spend. It is those that will identify with the plight of the poor and the hungry. It is those that will have this quality of what we call generosity. Why? Generosity is such a quality. Opposite of generosity is what? Miserliness. Opposite of generosity is miserliness. And a miserly person, ba'idum min Allah, ba'idum min al-nas, ba'idum min al-jannah. Rasulullah SAW said a person who is not generous, he will be very far from the people also, far from Allah also, and far from Jannat also. Ayyudda adwa min bukhal. He said that which spiritual malady, which ugliness, which sickness can be worse than being a miserly person? So this month that is coming, Shahrul Muwasat, he said it is the month of sympathy. It is the month to identify with the plight of the poor and the needy. Not only Ramadan, but Ramadan was for taqwa. Taqwa without what we call sakhawat, generosity. If you look in Quran, if you look in hadith, this is an integral part. That is why Sahaba used to describe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this month, the thing that would shine about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they specifically highlighted about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they said in Ramadan particularly, أجود من الريح المرسلة. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم will become more generous than a blowing wind also. More generous than a blowing wind. Because this is one of the special qualities that one has to endeavor, one has to strive, one has to make this effort, become a generous person. And to become a generous person, you have to identify with the plight of the hungry and the poor and the needy. Shall I continue?